Well, this is the 14th of May. I almost said 14th of January. It's like, no, this is May 14th, 2014. And I'm Rocky G in Sacramento, California. Listening as always back to this thread about expectations. And what's going to motivate me to boo that one, Will? I've been behind a little bit, and Jeff Thompson really said something yesterday that made me think about audio. He's talking about if he doesn't contribute, then the communication is all one-sided, and if we all just sit back and listen and nobody posts, we never really get a chance to put ourselves out there, and it really isn't fair to have any sort of expectations if the communication is one-sided, is it? So I'm guilty of this. I get busy. I step back from Audio Boo, which is sad because this is a great community here and I love to listen to people. And I don't always feel comfortable posting until I've had a chance to catch up with my timeline because I don't want to say something that is either 2 weeks out of date or maybe someone else has already addressed it. And that's sort of my own downfall. So I get busy and I let things go. And that's no way to, that's not a community, is it? That's just a person who has not good priorities. So I'm catching up and going in reverse order, and I heard this thread come up, and a bunch of people have addressed it. And it's been fascinating listening, because some neat people have come out of the woodwork that I haven't heard from even in several months, and posted some thoughts about this. So I'll just say for myself, I have learned, and it took some learning, to have zero expectations of Audio Boo. Absolutely none whatsoever. I've learned to listen in a way that I never anticipated. I thought, oh, this will make me a better communicator. I'm going to work on my ability to be concise and be able to ad-lib things on the fly and do things, talk to people, speak to people, you know, cold turkey, no prep. Become a little bit of a better casual speaker. I had all these great aspirations when I started. And I started making some friends out here. And then I wanted to hear what they had to say. And we started engaging. And pretty soon I got focused on a core group of people that are just awesome people to listen to. But people started reaching out to me that I didn't even follow. And I realized, you know, this is a huge global network. We put stuff up. There are people who follow me on RSS. I don't know if they use the app or what, but they don't have any followers on Audio Boo. Okay. So I came to realize, you know, when I pick up the mic, I'm talking to such a wide audience of people who might hear me. And, you know this intellectually, of course, but there's something to be said for realizing that when you throw your thoughts out there, you really are throwing them out. You know, imagine talking to a crowd of 1,000 people, God forbid, you know? So sometimes the people that we think we're connecting with, just because they're the people we listen to every day, don't feel the same way about us in reverse, either because we don't post enough or because we haven't made as much of an effort with them, or maybe they just don't like us. You know, that happens too, right? So there's a little bit of it's a little bit skewed because in public, when we encounter somebody and there's some abrasiveness between multiple people, one or the other typically just moves away from the encounter unless they're going to fight, you know? Somebody doesn't like you, they treat you disrespectfully, you just move away, you know? But we keep engaging with people who don't even know we exist by listening and being a part of their day-to-day sharing of stuff because they're posting it. And so it isn't fair to expect them to even know we're here unless we communicate with them. So I try very hard not to expect anything. And people would say I'm a pessimist and I'm a downer, and yeah, call me whatever you want to, that's okay with me. I like having no expectations, really. Of myself, yes, because that's how the only way I can challenge myself is to have expectations of myself. But other people, I don't think it's fair. Until we break off from the casual public posting and start to really cement a friendship, you know, one-on-one with somebody, I don't know that it would be fair to say. I've sent direct messages to some of the nicest people, heard nothing back from them. I've also had great communication with people that I didn't even know were out there until they approached me. I've reached out to some other people who have just been wonderful friends, you know. So I don't know what the answer is, except that if I have too many expectations of people and don't really have that cemented relationship, I'm the one invariably who's going to be disappointed with their response. If they, maybe I'm just not their type. Maybe I'm just, they just don't want to listen to me. That, you know, they're entitled to that. That's the beauty of having a public forum. This is like coming to town square, you know, everybody's got something different to contribute. But it's not until those friendships start to solidify outside of Audio Boo that I start looking at them as legitimate give-and-take kinds of friendships, where it's maybe okay to offer things or ask for things or have exchanges the way friends do. I don't mean to say that publicly that these people aren't people that I value very highly, because I love the people that I listen to. I really do. And when I don't, when I get behind, I start to miss them and I think about them. I wonder what he's doing. I wonder what she's up to, you know? I do. Even people I've never spoken to. That can be really dangerous because they're a part of our lives. The way a celebrity would be almost, you know? They become our silent mentors and our silent support system in a way. And it's dangerous to do that. So I have zero expectations and I like it that way. When something positive happens, it puts a smile on my face, and I think, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. And if it doesn't happen, it's okay. It's perfectly okay. There's no skin off my back, because I had no preconceived ideas about how another person might think or what they might do. I find it very freeing and very liberating not to expect anything. People tell me I'm a pessimist, but, you know, there's no disappointment, and there's no false illusion about what things mean. Sometimes the communication is entertaining, sometimes it's frustrating, sometimes it's friendly, sometimes it's sad, but that's life, and, I've made some great, wonderful, really, I've made some great friends on Audio Boo. People that I can show up in their town and say, hey man, what's up? You want to go get some tea? You want to get some coffee? Let's go find some grub to eat. And there are other people that I just wouldn't dream of approaching that way. But I still listen and I still learn from them and I still benefit from them. So I think expectations can be kind of dangerous. I just enjoy listening and talking to people, and I try to leave it there. I find that that works better for me. Okay. I'm going to stop talking with more than a minute remaining. That's kind of nice for a change. Thanks for listening. Speak to you next time. Bye-bye.